The hearing examiner today, for the record, is Thursday, August 24th, 2017, approximately 9 a.m. We have two items on the agenda this morning. The first is a conditional use permit and shoreline substantial development permit for an accessory dwelling unit. And the second matter is a continuance of an administrative appeal filed by the Kitsap Rifle and Revolver Club. We'll address the ADU proposal first, and then we'll take a brief recess and move to the appeal. My guess is, as with last time, the ADU proposal shouldn't take too long, roughly 20 minutes, but you never know exactly. With regard to the ADU proposal, the way I proceed on these is, first we'll hear from staff. They'll provide a summary of the proposal, and I have reviewed the staff report and the attached exhibits. And then the applicant can step up to the podium and add additional information on the proposal if they wish to do so. We'll then open the matter up for public comment, and then the applicant can address any concerns that are raised. And I may have questions on the proposal. So with that is the question, Ms. Schaefer. Good morning. Can you state your name for the record?
Catherine Schaefer.
And you swear to tell the truth today?
I do.
Thank you.
So like I just mentioned, my name is Catherine Schaefer, and I'm a planner with the Department of Community Development, and I'm here today to present a conditional use permit and a shoreline substantial development permit for an accessory dwelling unit located at 5823 Clover Valley Road Southeast in South Kitsap. And I would like to enter Exhibits 1 through 31 into the record, and then I would like to add this PowerPoint presentation as Exhibit 32.
I have 32 as the staff report, and then this would be 33, or right?
This will be 33 then. I apologize.
Okay. All right. So all of those 1 through 33 are admitted.
Dale and Tracy DiGiovanni are proposing a 900-square-foot accessory dwelling unit on their shoreline property. The subject property is zoned rural protection, which requires a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit. And since it's on the shoreline, it is under the jurisdiction of Kitsap County's Shoreline Master Program. And that is triggering the need for the Shoreline Substantial Development Permit. And these two permits were reviewed and are being presented concurrently. And this project has been properly noticed along with the SEPA appeal period in which no appeals were filed. And now I'd like to give you a brief overview of the project, starting with its subject location in South Kitsap. And it's difficult to tell that, you can kind of tell that the subject property is on Long Lake. You can kind of see the lake here, but as we zoom in, you can see this a little bit better. And the subject parcel is highlighted in green on the northwest side of the lake. And as we continue to zoom in, you can see that the subject properties north, or the properties north of the subject property are vacant, but it's surrounded by single family residences on the other sides. And zooming into the site aerial, in the middle of the parcel is the primary residence. Towards the western portion of the property is an existing garage. And the ADU is being proposed on the eastern side, more towards the shore, but I will show you that a little bit better later. And this is the critical area map. The pink shaded area, as well as the pink lines, represent moderate geologic hazards, which are slopes greater than 15%. The slopes on this parcel measured about 14%. And we actually had one of our environmental planners go out to the subject property before the application was submitted. And he determined that a geotechnical report would not be needed for the ADU. And this is the zoning map. As I mentioned earlier, the property is zoned rural protection. And as you could tell, there's rural protection surrounding the subject property, and that has density for one dwelling unit, or one unit per 10 acres. And the little tiny purple sliver towards the north, that represents a park. But as you can see, the rural protection surrounds the subject parcel. And each shoreline property in Kitsap County has a shoreline designation. This designation governs the rear setback. And the subject property is designated shoreline residential, which has a standard buffer of 85 feet from ordinary high water mark plus a 15-foot building setback. And the proposed accessory dwelling unit is 130 feet from ordinary high water mark, so it's being proposed out of the buffer and setback. And this is the Health District approved site plan, and it serves as the official site plan for the project. This is the site plan that the inspectors take into the field for their inspections. And the blue arrow points to the single family residence, and the green arrow points to the proposed accessory dwelling unit. And then the yellow line represents the shoreline buffer. And as I mentioned earlier, it is outside of that buffer and setback area. Though this property is zoned rural protection because it is less than one acre, it's able to use urban restrictive setbacks, which are 20 feet from the front and 5 from the side. And as I mentioned earlier, the shoreline designation governs the rear. And all of these zoning setbacks are met. And there is a bulkhead on this property, which is considered the ordinary high water mark. And there are no other ADUs, mobile homes, recreational vehicles, ALQs, or guest houses present or proposed. And the owner resides in the primary residence, and the proposed ADU is 150 feet away, meeting the requirement that it be within that 150 feet. And this is the ADU floor plan. An ADU is limited to 50% of the habitable area of the primary residence, or 900 square feet. The primary residence is 3,532 feet, so it is limited to the 900 square feet. And the proposed ADU is 900 square feet, which meets the size requirement. There is an unfinished, unheated basement, but since it's not heated, it doesn't count towards the size requirements for the ADU. So on the top are the elevations for the proposed ADU, and on the bottom is the existing single-family residence. And the condition 7 in the staff report addresses the consistent design between the single family residence and the accessory dwelling unit. This project was found to be consistent with the comprehensive plan, Kitsap County Code, with no detrimental characteristics. And staff recommends approval of this project with 30 conditions.
Thank you. Is the applicant here?
Yes.
Did you? If you could step forward so we can capture it on the microphone.
My name's Tracy DiGiovanni. I'm the applicant along with my husband.
And you swear to tell the truth today?
I do.
Do you have? I understood what staff had said. I reviewed the staff report and the exhibits. Do you have anything that you wanted to add regarding the proposal?
No, other than Department of Community Development have been very nice to work with.
Okay, great. Thank you. Uh-huh. Is there anything further from DCD on this? And is there anyone here from the public who wish to offer comment on this particular proposal? Okay, let the record reflect that no one's indicated a wish to provide comment. I am going to be approving the ADU as staff just walked through. The proposal is consistent with the ADU requirements that the county has established. And is consistent with shoreline substantial development permit criteria. A decision on that will be issued within 10 business days, but probably will be out before then. So I think that's all on this proposal. We will next turn to the appeal. And the applicant for the ADU, you're welcome to stay for the appeal, but certainly no requirement to do so. I think what we'll do is we'll take a brief recess because we need to set up kind of like we did last time and make sure everyone has a microphone so we can capture anything. So we'll take a brief recess, 5 to 10 minutes, and then set everything up, and we'll go back on the record.